Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Your bite-sized daily roundup of the biggest news from the world of film. This is the Daily Reel with Van Conner.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, the 21st of September. Birthday to Stephen King, Ricky Lake, and Bill Murray. It's the day that saw the release of Dog Day Afternoon in 1975. The cult hit Ghost World came out today in 2001. In 2012, it was the day The Perks of Being a Wallflower hit cinemas. And in 2021, it's all about this. Paramount Pictures have announced plans to adapt Elsie Chapman's young adult novel, Castor. Described as a cross between Avatar: The Last Airbender and Fight Club, the story set in a world in which magic is both real and illegal, and follows young spellcaster Azor Wu as she enters an underground magic tournament. Castor's said to be very early in development, with Maggie Levin signed on to pen the adaptation following her work on the sequel to 1986's cult classic Labyrinth. That movie's been set up over at TriStar, with Doctor Strange director Scott Derrickson on board to direct. No release date for Castor, meanwhile, has been set.
I've brought you a gift.
What is it?
It's a crystal. Nothing more. But if you turn it this way, look into it. It'll show you your dreams.
Original Star Wars editor and former wife of franchise creator George Lucas, filmmaker Marsha Lucas has struck out at the newer movies and their creators. The Star Wars sequel trilogy, despite largely seeing critical and commercial success, has become a contentious topic within the Star Wars fandom. Now, one of the original trilogy's most formative voices has thrown her hat into the ring, decrying the Disney-led movies as awful. Quoted in the new novel Howard Kazanjian, A Producer's Life by R.W. Rinsler, Marsha Lucas spoke out against the newer features, specifically focusing her ire on current Lucasfilm head Kathleen Kennedy and the director of 2015's The Force Awakens and 2019's The Rise of Skywalker, J.J. Abrams. Lucas was quoted as saying, "I like Kathleen. I always liked her. Now that she's running Lucasfilm and making movies, it seems that she and J.J. Abrams don't have a clue about Star Wars. They don't get it. And J.J. Abrams is writing these stories. When I saw that movie where they kill Han Solo, I was furious. There was no rhyme or reason to it. I thought, you don't get the magic of Star Wars." Lucas wasn't done, however. Continuing on, "They have Luke disintegrate, they killed Han Solo, and they don't have Princess Leia anymore. It sucks. The storylines are terrible. Just terrible." The interview for the new novel, which launched on the 14th of September, was reportedly conducted between the releases of 2017's The Last Jedi and the Skywalker saga's finale, the release of which one can't imagine would have done much to change her mind. The Star Wars movies are presently on something of a self-imposed hiatus, with Wonder Woman director Patty Jenkins' Star Wars Rogue Squadron set to be the next theatrical release when it swoops into cinemas on the 22nd of December, 2023.
"Let's get one thing straight. I take orders from just one person, me."
So Wonder, you're still alive. Will somebody get this big walking carpet out of my way?
And finally, disgraced former producer and convicted rapist Harvey Weinstein has again pled not guilty to a further 11 counts of rape and sexual assault charges. The news comes as Weinstein's defense attorney Mark Worksman has gone on record to besmirch his client's prosecutors, claiming they were, quote, "opening up a water can of allegations against Mr. Weinstein through numerous uncharged alleged victims by potentially allowing Weinstein's 5 accusers to face him and testify in court." Worksman has also tried again to file a motion to dismiss the entire case on the grounds of a lack of evidence. For his part, Weinstein attended a perfunctory court hearing yesterday, dressed in a brown jail jumpsuit and donning a face mask positioned below his nose. Speaking only briefly, the former media mogul agreed to waive trial deadlines and to formally plead not guilty. If sentenced, he'll face an additional 140 years in prison on top of the 23 years he's already serving, ensuring the 69-year-old undoubtedly spends the rest of his life in a cell.
Apple has announced that it will add hundreds of new emojis to its iOS system, including a person at a spa, a vomiting face, and a shushing finger, finally giving emoji fans the ability to describe what it was like to work for Harvey Weinstein.
In cinemas today, you can catch the 2021 performance of La Traviata on Sydney Harbour. While on streaming, there's the kids' animated special Toot Toot Corey Carson Chrissy Takes the Wheel being added to Netflix, Mubi's getting Yousef Shaheen's Cairo Station, and Creepshow 2's getting added to Shudder. Sticking with something scary, The Silence of the Lambs is on ITV4 tonight, with other free view offerings for your Tuesday evening, including Sahara and Sicario on Film 4, the 2014 remake of Robocop on Channel 5, Silverado, Christine and A Good Marriage are showing on Great Movies, and the Drew Barrymore teen psycho thriller Poison Ivy is airing on 5 Star. While the Sky Cinema and Now premiere today is the Australian drama High Ground. All of which makes up your daily reel for Tuesday, September 21st. Keep it cinematic, and we'll be back tomorrow.
The Daily Reel is a Candy Store production, presented by Van Conner and written by Calvin Prickett. All information is correct at the time of writing, and source links are in the description for each episode. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe on all good podcast platforms, or ask Alexa to install the Daily Reel skill for your morning flash briefing. Follow the show on social at Daily Reel Pod, and we'll be back every weekday. Until then, keep it cinematic.
Drink great gin. Make a difference. We handcraft our gins with only the finest botanicals and use our profits to support charities and initiatives that provide relief to struggling hospitality workers. Visit hospitalitygin.co.uk to find out more. Hospitality Gin. Drink great gin. Make a difference.